I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. Today's episode is exploring the idiom building bridges when we're wanting to build a bridge with somebody else. So think of a situation where you'd like to build a bridge with another person or a group of people. And just notice what you notice as I explore the various different. This is slightly different because I've done this episode in two or three different locations and I've just kept adding to the episode. So it's a bit longer than usual, but I have, because I keep finding new insights. So put that situation you'd like to build a bridge to the back of your mind and just listen to the podcast and notice what you notice. I'm here at the Firth of Forth by the Forth Rail Bridge and the two road bridges. And there's a bridge for each of the centuries. In terms of the rail bridge was built in 18 something. The road bridge was 1960 something. And the new road bridge was built in the late 2015 or something around those times. And I'm here because it's about building bridges. Now, the interesting thing, of course, is that these bridges have already been built. So there's an element of what can we learn when they built these bridges if you're needing to build a bridge with somebody. And one of the things to note is that it's at the narrowest part, really. So they haven't had to build a long bridge, they've had to buy a short bridge. So there's definitely something about building your bridges at the shortest distance. In the background, and I don't know that you can hear it, but in the background there, I can hear them cleaning the Forth Rail Bridge. There's a bit of a joke about, you know, they start at one end and then they get to the other and then they have to start again to clean it. So I suppose actually there's something about, rather than building bridges, do you just need to clean the bridge that's already there? Do you need to just, I noticed at the weekend that they're going to be, next weekend, that they're going to be closing the new road bridge. And we're all going to be having to use the old road bridge. So the interesting thing there is the fact that they're obviously doing some sort of maintenance on it. So again, there's an element of, you know, it took them years to build the new road bridge. And it will have taken them years to build both the rail bridge and the old road bridge. So if at all possible, mending or renewing or doing something with your current bridge would be much preferable. Is that bridge really no longer functioning, or can you just do what the men are doing behind me, or the workers doing behind me, to make it roadworthy or walkable, crossable? So I think that would be the first thing. Oh, there is another element, of course, about when the fourth road bridge, they found a problem on it. So we didn't have any, there was no, the new road bridge hadn't been built, and they had to close this one because there was a fault found with it, and they needed to do some maintenance before they could actually use it. And we just had to go, we had to go round a 40-mile detour. Now, that was a pain in the whatever because there was the sheer volume of traffic. However, that's another option, that if you think you need to build bridges with somebody, is there another way round? Is it not about building bridges, but actually just going the long way round? So are there other ways of achieving your outcome than actually having to build a bridge? Because whatever way you look at it, building a bridge is going to take effort and resource and time. So, yeah. You know, in this instance, when they close the new Queen's Ferry Crossing, as it's called, the new road bridge, they're going to be able to use the old bridge. So it could be that you think you need to build a new bridge, but you've got an old bridge that you can use instead. Might come out at a slightly different place, but nevertheless, it gets you from one side to the other. So I suppose in some respects that's more about not building a bridge, but using the existing ones or finding alternative ways. But if you are going to build a bridge, then absolutely you need to find the narrowest part. Because you come at it from both ends, I don't think on any of the bridges they started at one end and just kept building until they got to the other side. So there is an element of the other person needs to be building a bridge too. So you need to flag up that you're building a bridge. There needs to be some clue that they're prepared to build a bridge. Otherwise, you're going to be building a bridge and then there's no meeting in the middle. There's no meeting at all. Or alternatively, they may be building a bridge going in one direction, you're going in another, and again, they don't meet. So there's lots to be thinking about when you utter the words, oh, I need to build a bridge. And my sense is that sometimes we resist it. So there is an element of, do you need to build a bridge? Do you not need to build a bridge? Where do you need to build a bridge? Can you use an existing bridge? It's going to take time, effort and resources. Is it worth the time, effort and resources? Who's going to help you build the bridge? How are you going to decide what it's made of? In terms of, there are other ways to get across the water here. You could swim across. I did try once. That was disastrous, but let's not go there. It involved a boat. I mean, it was an event where everybody was swimming across, but we had really bad winds, and I don't think it should have gone ahead, but it did. And I did get into the water, but did not get very far and got pulled into a boat. So again, can you swim across to the other side? Which is going to be preferable if it's only a one-time crossing event. A bridge requires that you are constantly wanting to go back and forth across the bridge. You're not going to put that amount of effort in if it's only for the once. If it's once, then can somebody else, you know, swim across for you? Can you swim across? Can you go off across in a boat? Is it about flying over? We're in the flight path of Edinburgh Airport, so there's planes currently going over. There are lots of different ways of achieving an outcome if it's only a one-time crossing, or if all you're doing is sending a bit of information across rather than wanting to constantly go back and forth. I remember one time when, of course, sitting here, then the old road bridge, so the fourth road bridge, is now only open, other than for next weekend, but it's only open for taxis and buses, and then you've got the rail bridge only for trains, obviously, and then the fourth Queen's Ferry crossing is all other cars. And quite often the speed limits, so some of it's about the speed with which you want to go over. I mean, if you want to go over quickly, you may very well need to go on the new bridge. But if you're quite happy to, you know, to wait for a timetable, you know, look at the timetable, wait for a train and allow the train to take the strain, then again, you're going to get over there. And you can come back on the train. I do think that sometimes we think we've got to build the bridge. And so far I've completely avoided talking about building a bridge, because actually building a bridge is difficult. Especially here. I mean, if it was a narrower and the water was less deep, then yeah, you might want to get some, do a stepping stones, or you might build a, it's sort of like a footbridge. Whereas I'm sort of obviously looking at some very big, and you can possibly hear the train in the background, the fact that we've got big bridges that have required a lot of engineering, a lot of support, years to build. And you're never going to have a cheap, cheerful, quick bridge at this location. So as usual, I've given you a few suggestions so far. You're going to get more if you yourself go to either a river and imagine building a bridge at the river, or went to a series of bridges or a bridge and just observe building the bridge. What does it mean to you? You're relating to it, and yet you're stuck as in relating to it. It's like, I need to build a bridge. You haven't built a bridge, and therefore you're stuck. And all this exploration, whether it's my exploration, your exploration in reality, or whether what I'm going to suggest you do next, all of those are just different ways of loosening your perception and view of the current situation enough to be able to come up with other solutions that enable you to, know and find a path out, like a plan. Yes, if I do this, this and this, this is going to improve the situation. And the reason that we do it metaphorically is that sometimes we get so caught up in the other person, especially when we're wanting to build bridge with other people, we get so caught up in our belief about them and our frustration at them and judgment about them, whether that judgment's right or wrong, that we can't see past that judgment to see what we might be able to do differently. I need to build a bridge. I'm not going to build a bridge. So that's it, I'm stuck. Whereas all this metaphorical exploration does is enable you to go, well, actually, I'm looking at a bridge. I'm looking at a bridge that's been built. I'm looking at three bridges. And actually, I've got various different ways of getting over it. I could walk over one of them. I could cycle over that same one. I'd have to get in a car to go over the other, a bus to go over one of them, and a train to go over the other. And actually, those trains might be diesel trains, electric trains, and we've even had steam trains go over the fourth rail bridge. So there's lots of different options that we perceive as I sit here on this glorious spring day with the sun shining and the sea very calm. And that's all I'm inviting you to do, to actually imagine a bridge and just notice what you notice about that bridge. Do you really need to build it? Is it about that somebody's gone and put something, roadworks or something at the one end of the bridge that's stopping you going over, and that therefore it isn't about building a bridge as much as, sorting out the roadblocks? So absolutely the language you're using is pointing you in a particular direction. So I'd certainly invite you to think about, am I really needing to build a bridge? Is it about, demolishing the roadblocks, as I've just said? Is it about getting back on track? What's your objective? And if it is building a bridge, great. How would you build a bridge in reality? You'd have to get a plan, you'd have to get the people to do it, you'd have to get planning permission, I suspect. You'd have to get all the materials, the expertise, and then good weather, because certainly we had a number of instances. I think it was delayed, the new road bridge, so Queen's Ferry Crossing, was delayed by about 18 months, I think. And some of that was absolutely down to the weather, meaning that they couldn't actually work at all for certain weeks, really. As ever, another option when you're wanting to build a bridge is to draw the bridge. Now, I'll put a link about a book that I've found, but you don't need to buy the book. It's just, I just have it because I was really quite taken with it. And that's, the book has just pages and pages of different ground, really. And there's a gap between the ground, and it's sort of assumed that you want to build a bridge and that you draw the bridge. It's really helpful if you sort of imagine, well, I'm going from here to here, what would my bridge look like? And so again, just simply drawing that bridge. And I do mean getting the paper out, getting the pens out, imagining you're drawing the bridge that you want to build, and just noticing what you notice. Nobody's going to look at it. Nobody's going to assess it. Nobody's going to say, well, that won't work in practice. It's as if the very act of drawing that bridge may very well enable your brain, a door in the mind, to open to say, oh, actually, I'm drawing this bridge. The bridge I want to build with that individual, what I need to do is X. Because in reality, we don't physically need to do the building of bridges, do we? It's only a metaphor. And therefore, in reality, it might be about picking the phone up, or it might be about speaking to somebody else and asking them, or it might be about going the long way around and inviting them to a party, or somebody inviting them to a party that you're going to be at. So there's lots of different ways that you can build bridges with other people, but using the metaphor just enables your brain to have a bit of a play before you start thinking about, well, what's my action plan? What do I really need to do? Because the chances are that if you're here listening to this podcast, that you are short of answers, you don't know what to do, and that you've come here in desperation in some respects, going, I don't know what to do. I know I need to build bridge, but how do I do it? And therefore, it may just be something I've said has prompted your mind to go, you know what? Yeah, I'll just do X, whatever X is. Today's postscript, as I walk away from looking at these bridges, is about noticing the anchor points that the bridges are tethered into the ground. So although it's as if they hover above the sea, each end of the bridge is very firmly tethered into the ground. And so I think, and that's where it starts. You need to build a bridge that's tethered, that's very grounded. It's not a half-hearted activity, really. You have to be convinced and have intention about doing it. And I wonder whether, when you're wanting to build bridges with somebody else, it is about the intention as much as anything else. An intention to build a bridge with them. And knowing and trusting and having faith that what you do is going to work. Talk about building bridges is an assumption that we want to get from one side of the bridge to the other, but I'm just wondering whether sometimes we're building a bridge so that we can cut through, like this stream or this walkway. So when you're thinking that you need to build a bridge, is it about to get over the bridge, or for whatever it is, to have a path over us whilst we're actually walk through these little tunnels? I'm here video blogging or podcasting for, I was thinking about doing the talking to a brick wall, but also I've come across and wanting to add to some of the recordings I've already done about building bridges, about the fact that there's lots of different bridges. And here's a bridge. And I realised that the bridges this particular bridge is made of a brick wall. And of course, quite often when so I'm sort of mixing the idioms, really, the fact that quite often when it feels like we're talking to a brick wall, that we need to build a bridge, that we need them to understand what we're saying, we need to understand what they're saying. So I wonder how the two fit together. The fact that if we're talking to it feels like we're talking to a brick wall, how might it be that we tell ourselves that that's just one brick wall of a bridge, and that perhaps we need another brick wall, and then we can walk across, having built that bridge, and walk across, or meet in the middle and walk across and achieve whatever it is our outcome was and why we were getting frustrated in the first place, to, and it felt like we were talking to a brick wall. Rather think about that. Let me know what you think. How is building bridges and brick walls and feeling like we're talking to a brick wall, how can we use the metaphor hidden within both of those and the solution contained within both? How does that provide insight to your current situation? I'll leave it with you. Earlier I talked about building bridges, and I walked one way across this narrow bridge over a river or stream, and to reverse my journey to get back to the car, I'm going the other way. But I just wonder how often we actually do that, that we're looking at the bridge that we're building from our perspective. How might it be helpful to look at the bridge from their perspective? What does meeting halfway look like to them? What is required in order to them to get halfway across the bridge, rather than you knowing what you need to do? What are you asking of the other individual in order to get where you want them to be? Just got goosebumps at this bridge, because it's a bridge within a bridge, under a bridge. So again, if you're imagining needing to build a bridge with other people, there's a brick bridge with a walkway over, and then there's a, and then in the tunnel, I suppose, that enables the stream to come under the bridge, the first bridge, there's a wooden bridge to allow people to walk over the stream. And I just wonder how that is insightful. And there's much more light at this side, so it feels like there's light at the end of the tunnel. We're, blimey, we're bringing in... we've got building bridges, we've got talking to a brick wall, we've got light at the end of the tunnel. So I quite like the fact of putting a recipe together of a variety of sayings that best describe your current situation. I need a light at the end of the tunnel. It feels like a brick, talking to a brick wall. And I need to build a bridge. And I need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then go and find somewhere that best reflects that. Because when you find out in nature a wood that you can't see the trees for, a rut that you want to step out of, a creek that you might be up without a paddle, it's as if your brain takes on everything that you can see. It's like the brain can take on all of what it's seeing. It's like it can take it all in. That brick wall, the bridges within bridges, and the light at the other end. And somehow rearranges the mindset within, rearranges your perception of the current situation, rearranges the level of stuckness, enabling you to know what to do next. There's also something about bridges, and do you really need to build a bridge? I mean, I've literally not walked very far at all. I mean, as I stand here, there's a bridge here, there's another bridge up there. I spoke to you going through a tunnel, which was sort of another bridge, and then there was another bridge within a bridge further up. So just within, I would suspect, half a mile, there was multiple bridges as the path meandered either side of this here stream. So before you start trying to think that you've got to reinvent the wheel and start building that bloody bridge to the other side to meet somebody in the middle, what bridges already exist? And are you sure you've got to build a bridge? There's a bridge here, but if you look there, you'd actually be able to walk down this bank really, really easily go across the river and then fairly easily walk up the other side. So if it's only a short term or a testing the water sort of, sorry, that's made me laugh. If it's a testing the water sort of situation where you're just wanting to see the lay of the land, then why don't you do that? Why don't you walk down the bank, traverse across the stream and come up the other side rather than and see whether or not it's worth building the more longer term and robust bridge. I think this episode, more than perhaps any of the others, is such a great reminder that to go out into nature is going to give you so much more insight about a particular situation that I kept seeing, certainly on the second walk. I mean, there was three bridges in the first walk, but I went there intentionally knowing about those bridges. In the second location in Falkirk, then I just couldn't believe, in fact, it's not Falkirk, it's Falkland. I just couldn't believe how many different bridges that I kept coming across and the different insights I got. So if you feel like you need to build a bridge with somebody, then go for a walk in nature and just notice what you notice about the bridges that you come across. You never know, you may just find that one aha, that one insight needed that will make the difference in the current situation. If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast and also have a look in the comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.